I told you, bro, that shit, I can't wear
that's why they drive like this at the time.
What?
The times that you can't wear the hats with the foam on the, on the bill. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, nah, nigga, I look crazy. And I'm like, no, you don't. And he shoot me.
I sent him
a
video.
Nigga, somebody put your hat on like this.
And I tried to get that bitch right 1,000 times.
Nigga, somebody's like, here's a hat, fella.
I cannot wear those.
That nigga know his body, boy. That's funny. It's like a nigga's
I know my swag, man.
You want a hat?
You keep trying to hand it out. Ah, damn. Can't get that one. Like, I fuck with this camouflage on. I can't fuck with this.
It's because you got to bend that right. Because I've been there too.
No.
Like your daddy put it on for him.
Let me know myself.
City has his beard though.
It should look like you just got out of a headlock.
You got a big head too. I don't have a big head.
The bill is bent because the foamy ones be bent so
trucker
hard.
Trucker hats are difficult to get into when you don't have hair. You know what I'm saying?
The phones must be bent like this when you first get them, and sometimes they be. But I flatten my shit out and then bend it. Yeah. Then they be like, I don't care, don't give a damn. Boy, it's just funny.
This is top 10 hats I hate to wear.
Top 10 types of hats that make me look like I got leukemia.
You should do that, bro. Cancer. You're like, yeah,
this motherfucker here, dog.
Top 10 wrong hats for hat niggas.
Right, for real. Niggas be doing it too. You know what I'm saying? Get away with it.
Some niggas can't roll up their hats.
Some niggas can't wear a hat.
Yeah, a lot of niggas that don't need to wear a hat. They look crazy.
In comedy wearing hats.
Y'all watch Grand Crew? Y'all don't watch that show, do y'all? That shit funny.
Grand Crew.
One of their homeboys that never wore a hat popped up with a hat in his face. They were like, yo, what the fuck you doing? it was like an issue. Them niggas stopped. Like,
what are you fucking it up?
What you going through, nigga?
Real talk.
It was a whole show. It was a whole show about why then they kept coming up with different hats. They were like, nigga, no. It's on Peacock.
Okay.
It's funny.
Right, where y'all
I trade you a peacock for a goddamn.
Peacock is NBC. It's free.
Nah. It is.
Peacock's free.
Chill out, bro. God. Yeah, it'd be your own people, bro. Try to talk out of there.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to get like a Hulu. You know what I'm saying?
Who you got your phone with?
I got HBO on my phone.
Okay, all right. I get Hulu through T-Mobile.
I got AT&T.
Free? Oh, that's hard.
Most services are giving you something. You just gotta go to the website and see what they offer.
Or you can get somebody password.
I got AT&T, man. I got HBO.
Get you somebody password, man. You got one of them little, you know what I mean? One of your little exes or something.
And Paramount.
Oh, hey. Yo, yeah. Speaking of that shit, yo, you need to apologize to your old lady right now, bro.
What are you talking about?
On this show, right now.
This nigga right here, bro.
For using her to tell us something. You know how, all right, so y'all niggas married, so I know sometimes. Listen, I'm about to get into it. You know, sometimes, like, y'all probably put things on your wife that she didn't really say just to get out of some shit, but because, you know, a nigga ain't going to tell you. You're like, oh, man, I got to do something with the old lady.
Oh, for sure.
1,000 times, right? So y'all know, at the, shout out to everybody that came to Morning Culture Live.
You know, shout out. 420 AM,
for sure.
Great night, great show. Remo pulls up to me after the show, because, you know, I ain't married, so you don't think I know. This nigga pulled up to me at the show, like, man, shit. So my girl's homegirls was in, my girl went in the bathroom and said some girls in there like, oh, that was an amazing show, but I just didn't know what was going on. So like, if we could like not talk over each other, like nigga, you wanted to say that. What, your girl wasn't in no motherfucking bathroom with no motherfucking girl and said no motherfucking shit like that. So apologize for lying.
Actually, I got 2 stud DMs that said the same thing. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
I swear to God, I showed it to you right now. I was like, yo, she was amazing, but it gave me anxiety at different points. I had to go in the bathroom and play with myself.
Like, y'all ain't got anxiety, man. What if the dick fall down by your ankle?
What do I do?
Oh,
what if your dick fall off?
The dick fell off in the middle of the club.
Hey, that was my stud friend that told me, like, you know what I'm saying? If you just want to go outside with gray sweatpants, you got to have a hard dick. So put, like, a sock on with some rice in the sock. If you just feel it. You know,
what are you talking about?
You getting dick chills from somebody with a dick?
Bro. Just letting you know. I'm just letting you know, bro.
In the DM?
I'm just letting you know. I'll show it to you right now.
That's what she told you.
I'm going to show it to you right now.
No.
Hey, man.
Man, nobody want to hide no boneless chicken.
No wonder you don't be on Instagram that much.
I'll show you, you know what I'm saying?
Your shit crazy.
I got a crazy community. You know what I'm saying? I love everybody.
I wouldn't be on my
Let's get brand together.
You need to get on Twitter now.
Also, to that point, we did talk over a little bit, but I think overall we kind of.
That's the first time we did a show.
We said,
hey, bro, what you showing me before you said that? Because you said a whole bunch of shit.
It's the stud.
We're doing what?
What's her name, man?
Ain't no chick named Russell.
Worst dude in Russell ever. Russell.
That's the homie, man. That's the homie, man. Two times, man.
Wow. That's that is homie, a masculine
man.
Name.
Shout out to Russell, man.
Yeah, Russell. We a little rusty. We was excited. Yeah.
We were just excited, man. Like,
over a year.
Shit, man. What you expect? Four niggas in a bowl. We was dead inside too, goddamn. I thought I was gonna fall the whole time. I was like,
Ronnie really didn't move, bro. Like, he stayed in the square.
The stage is gonna be on the end.
Never sat in the chairs, not one time.
We didn't use the chairs.
We didn't use the chairs.
It was too far back.
Yeah, it was a lot.
And then it was like, yeah, it was a lot. It probably would have been better if we used the chairs, we moved them up.
Yeah.
Might have been better.
Yeah. Well, no taking. We'll fix it.
But yeah, apologize, yo.
Yeah, we sorry.
Nah,
shit.
Nah, no.
Oh, yeah, you nigga, lie to that nigga.
You lie to your old lady, bro. Y'all ain't shit.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah, I do.
He thought I ain't know the trick.
I mean, I don't do it as much as I used to, but I be like, hey, man, I ain't
when
coming.
When you were younger, especially, like, you kind of.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure.
Like, you're older now, you don't give a fuck about telling
me. Hey, man, I'm not coming.
Right.
I'm older. I don't give a fuck.
Early 30s, late 20s, you like, oh, nah, you know, the old lady.
She tripping, bro. My wife be like, man,
y'all stay in an apartment, nigga.
My wife would be like, man, I wouldn't even. She be right next to me, nigga.
That's why I don't trust you, because you be lying and shit.
That's why I don't say nobody's sick or nothing, because they get sick right after that.
Yeah,
right.
I never do that.
Yeah, but I'll use something that just happened already.
And like,
you know what I'm saying? You drag it out.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, such got a flat tire. Yeah. But that shit had been taken care of.
What's your drag out period? What's your time frame? Is it 30 days?
I'm about to find the picture. Say if I got a flat tire.
You got that picture of that flat tire?
Go back and find that little screenshot. That screenshot every once in a while just to make sure I have it. That'd
right.
That's funny.
It was just red.
Let me get a screenshot. I took a picture of
it. Y'all seen the clip of the dude getting pulled over, his girl on the phone, like, I don't fucking believe you. He's like, nah, babe, I'm going to, the police got me pulled over.
That's so
take
crazy.
That bitch. Like,
she, you know, like, she's like, that's a woman. He was like, man, that's
wild. That's a wild thing. Getting locked up. She talking about, tear that bitch.
So I got an issue, too. That was crazy part of it. I got an issue with the video. They said that it was a traffic stop, and they got this man's hands on the hood.
Right,
it's a traffic stop. Why is all this happening?
Well, he might have had a warrant. We don't know the rest of it.
No, he didn't. They let the nigga go too easily to have a fucking warrant.
He let him go. Okay, watch the end.
He was like, man, so you got enough going on tonight, man. We're going ahead and let you get on out of here. He was like, I appreciate it, man. Like, he wasn't looking like he was in. You know, what I mean, he had nothing going on. Either. He was like just talking to his old lady. He said he was arguing. Ended up going through the stop sign because he was arguing. And she was still on the phone arguing while this nigga was getting over. Like, oh, you was so bitch.
Yeah, bam, we pulled pulling up.
He said, I'll let you FaceTime, man, so she can right. see. So he wasn't, he had no, if he had a warrant, that nigga would have been.
When I heard her arguing on the phone, he get I was triggered. I was like, no, cut this off. I can't.
Man, that'd be.
Police, it's too stressful to get pulled up by police anyway.
Bitch arguing with me, I'd look at the cop, just pull his shirt down. Like, fucking take me to jail.
Get away from this.
Look, bitch, what happened now. I'll see you in 7 weeks.
Dress. I'd have been screaming. Yeah. I'd have been on the phone. Yeah. Orlando Brown! I'm scared. Bitch, stop.
What?
That's the safe word.
That's the safe word. Orlando Brown, nigga. That's your safe word. That's my hands up. Don't give it. And why is other police filming this nigga? That's the funny shit. Like, why he got his phone
that
out?
Whole video was strange.
He's like, that nigga lame as fuck. Right. Why is a black cop? That nigga lame as hell.
Man, if that was set up for TikTok, that's too much.
That's a lot. That's they do a lot for TikTok, dude. They do.
That's a lot of setting up. Police, too.
He probably is. That what we ain't
God.
It is some insurgents that were found recently. Mm-hmm.
Kamal said it day one. My first day here, Kamal said, the game be cheating.
The gang beat you.
I saw there was a white girl, probably about 20.
Her name is Cocaine.
And he's not from Atlanta.
That was the same bottle. That was
That was 92.
Wow.
Whoa. Shallow called shallow.
Dance wise, y'all niggas are not, y'all can't dance.
We have a lot of variations of
our dance. Yeah, but everything start with a
you.
Hold on.
That's the name of this episode.
Every dance start with a what?
Start with a you. You.
Hey, bro, we gotta cut that up.
Even one song, nigga said, you are like a you. Yeah. I spell you.
Niggas in LA first.
Well, you is it
UA? Oh, no, I'm fat.
Elbows there first thing. I don't care what dance you doing.
Hey, bro, hilarious. I seen a girl double dutching and she started goddamn walking in that bitch. So I was like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's old school.
Yeah, double.
I forgot what I was saying, though. It's all good. You're
talking about Atlanta.
Fuck out what I was talking about. Did y'all watch episode 3 of Dave?
I seen all of it. Y'all seen, I'm caught up.
Watch episode 3 if you don't watch none of them because it's the Atlanta shit. This shit is really hilarious. You watched it?
What, you talking about the new season 3?
New season.
When they was when they got when he
he went with Ross in the strip club.
Yes, the chain. Yes. Yeah, yeah, it was great.
That shit was amazing.
Yeah,
it was great.
If you don't watch none of it, because they're not really
controlled. I just caught up with last season, so now I'm on season 3 now. So I got
cool.
Yeah. Dave is funny.
Yeah,
that's the best episode that they had in all 3 seasons. That shit was fucking amazing.
Shout out to Will Packer, man.
Will Packer produced Dave?
Yes, sir.
He does everything.
Dave is the executive producer. Kevin Hart.
Really?
Hi, I'm Dave.
I love that show.
Yeah, man.
It's like, I don't even give a fuck about his music no more. I just want to see the show. I don't.
But this season three, he rapping like a motherfucker.
Yeah, he is. He going to spit.
He rapping.
I mean, just saying, like season 2, he wasn't doing no rap.
He started
like
his whole
storyline.
Yeah.
He started his whole career off of like crowdsourcing. Like he was like, I want to do an album. I want to move to LA. I need this amount. Help me. And then I want to get a feature with Snoop. Like he.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, that
like he did a lot of fucking marketing to get himself where he's gonna be at. So.
And the dude Gator is like a perfect match. For,
perfect,
right? Yeah,
for casting, all that shit, though. Man. Shout out to Kevin Hart and Dave
Gator.
Y'all see the Snowfall finale?
Ooh, did you see it?
Start this before we get into it.
More, damn, we ain't started that. More than Culture is a brand. This is the More Than Culture show. Kamal the Secret Genius.
Rest in peace, Jerome. Remo Ross.
Tyler Chronicles.
Ronnie Jordan.
So where were you?
Overheard.
I'm trying to tell you now.
Ain't nobody talking about us in the back.
So,
they were talking, bro.
Where were you when you seen Franklin Saint go from king to brother on the curb?
I was at home. But everybody was when they watched TV.
No, Ronnie be on the bathroom, be in the bathroom, in a different state.
Could be on a plane.
Sure.
He could have been on a road.
Very true. I was at home.
But
just good.
So look though, I got to see it like way after it happened, so I damn near got a couple spoilers on Twitter. But man, fuck Twitter, man. Everybody damn near was saying that they hated the last episode and how it ended.
It ended great.
Bro, I know.
Four John, bro.
The real Rick Ross.
I know. He struggled to get back up. Yeah, like, just not getting shit.
I'm like, Frankie can go get a job now, nigga.
They just skipped the jail part. It was like,
right.
You know, I guess if he went to jail, that probably was solidified that it was about Rick Ross. That's probably.
Well, you probably had to pay him if that happens.
Yeah, he was going to either have to like kill him or do that to say that it was like somebody different. Oh, and then so I, D-Ray came to one of the trap karaoke joints, and you know just got a chopping up. I was like, hey nigga, why the fuck was you on this season? He said, man, once John, he said John's my nigga. You know, D-Ray was finna be Jerome.
What? And
London was finna be Louis.
Oh my what? God.
Yeah, bro. Yep. That was going to do that. But then that was like 2015. John Singleton posted that on his IG. He posted them like D-Ray sitting on the couch and Lauren London sitting like this. He was like, wow. Snowfall, da da da, coming up.
Oh, that's hard.
Casting. But he was like, yeah, John died and they got different people in there. And and John used to work around his
comedy schedule.
He Tuesday, Monday through Wednesday, he could film. If not, boom. They was like, we're not gonna pay all this to do all that. You know what I'm saying? So like,
the studio did.
He caught Peach's ad though.
Bro, he caught Peach's with that 12,000.
Boy, that thing was so big.
Nigga said that's fucked up. How Peach's smoked $5 million worth of
crack.
Bro, They spoke $4.9 million
Nigga had the best party.
But look how big his arm was, bro. That like the hole in his arm.
He cracked for everybody,
bro. Aaron cracked.
Yeah, everything. Whatever you want, we got
when
it.
When I saw that shit, it reminded me of what's his name, Justin Whitehead's story about the dude they kept going over there. And I was like, it probably was a nigga busting peaches in the head.
Oh yeah, it was nigga getting
this one nigga in that town busting his head.
And it was nigga going in that same every day, nigga.
I was cooking in the house.
Bro, the white boy at the end.
Miles away from LA.
He said he was 25 miles away, nigga. That was the funniest part. This nigga was in goddamn Rancho Cucamonga.
Nigga had a nice house too.
Yo, you on drugs though, boy? You try to move somewhere. This is, you know, early 90s, early 80s. Everywhere didn't have crack like that.
Nah, fat.
You probably move somewhere. Like, oh fuck, nah.
Not that pure shit.
Hey, I buy this house cash.
Right.
Whole crib, y'all.
You probably bought that house for $40,000.
But that white boy's like, where's Peaches? Where's my friend?
My friend, where's the dope at? Peaches got the dope.
Peaches spent a total of $60,000 on housing.
The nigga stayed with that pistol. Smoked, though, right
there. I'm talking about he having a different shirt on. He had the same shit on. You ain't changed clothes, nigga. He just got
hell
to
it. Hell no, I got straight
to it. That nigga got to it in a year. He did smoke every day for a year.
Yo, man, but that's good. I think that's the best black crime drama.
Man, they ended it good.
Especially
man.
In
The Wire.
Yeah, The Wire was amazing.
Did you see the Easter egg? You see them? They filming something in here.
Yeah,
the little dope. You can see Doughboy with the little with the shirt. Yeah, I was like, oh, that was a good giveaway.
They did one in the first season, too. They had a kid walking around with, like, filming.
With a camera.
What the fuck you doing filming over here in the hood? He said, I'm going to make movies.
Yeah, it was John Cena. Yep, for sure. They showed Roy Woods a screenshot and zoomed in. They showed a John Singleton sitting in the director's chair in front of the kids. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's hard.
You know, I got to project that down, bro.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, there it is. It's a crack in my wall.
He walked to the big screen like Kenny Smith.
Bro, has Kenny Smith's knees always touched?
Yes.
Oh my God, bro.
I don't think it was that bad.
It can't have been that bad, bro.
I can't remember him looking like that's
you can't run like that, dog.
He did like his hip on wrong. Bro, you know, his G.I. Joe, you put a leg on wrong.
Fucked up ever since Houston, bro.
You know, you popped the socket out of G.I. Joe.
I don't remember him before that. You know what I'm saying? He played for the Kings before that.
I know not why he was shooting it like that, but I don't
think he played for the Hawks for a year, I think.
Kenny Smith played for the Hawks? I don't remember that. I remember Houston when he dunked with two balls in the dunk contest.
Bro, he looked like he got hit.
They look old in 20s back then. You notice that? Them old videos of Kenny Smith. Yeah, got. He looked 55 and 20.
He shaved with razors back then. His skin tougher as a belt. Like, no, man. Get me some flippers, dog. That is the main difference, because that's the reason why white men be looking like old real fast. They fucking scraping.
Skin get tough. Skin yeah, you got the George Jetson gray fucking 5 o'clock shadow.
And the three white people that watch this show, listen.
To three of them.
It's eight. Thank
eight
you.
White people, man. All tell right. Your wife
what's up, Kim?
To start taking showers.
Kim Younger.
What is it with y'all and cleanliness, man?
They don't take showers?
Bro, it's a whole barely. It's a whole thing, bro.
Videos
they don't wash themselves.
Yo,
they almost like looking at us like, y'all take care.
Like y'all stupid ass.
I think they have to have some type of trauma to try to fit in, so they feel like
that's why they start looking.
This our hood shit.
Because they dirty.
I want to tell them because they, you know what I mean.
They gonna be old fast anyway, bro.
Nah, I think that's part. I think part of them like not moisturizing their skin and shit and being out in the sun.
You think white people should start using shea butter?
Something.
It's just,
I bet you Jack Harlow use shea butter. Any white rapper that any white rapper that's been around niggas use all our products. I promise you.
I heard he fucking with me. I don't know. Let me stop.
Travis Kelce fucking made a thing.
That's
dope.
What I didn't want to hear.
That's hard.
See, why you come on? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he do get his hair cut. Like I thought he was Puerto Rican.
Nah, this ain't what this show is about. That's why I said.
Damn.
A nigga wanted the team, bro. You're like, oh damn.
Yeah, you right.
But you were right though. Yeah.
We was back on Boston.
Ah, why you say it like that, Boston?
Yeah. I
just
missed that shit.
Welcome to Boston.
I hate talking about that.
We used to get busy on that motherfucker, boy.
Yeah, that shit used to be fun. But you know what I hated the most about being on Boston? Is motherfuckers thinking they can hit you with some gossip when you ain't on there.
Oh, hey, yeah. Niggas
you're going to get the gossip if you're on Boston.
I don't want no tea.
I drink a turn.
Sounds disgusting.
TV sounds.
Whoa, I didn't even hear it like that. That's how that music died. It's all started.
No! This is sad. It's all sound crazy. Right, you can't not hear it now. You can't not hear it now.
Bitch, you got to tease me.
Oh, my God. Shout out to the Hawks for losing. We're going to get together next show. God. Next game. Come on, guys. Come on, man. Get us up.
Yeah, that's some whole shit, though, with them suspending Jontae Murray. The only reason
the nigga running for against the ref.
Yeah, he bumped the ref after the game and he, like, stared him down.
He, like, said, fuck, nigga.
Can't stare no breath down.
Fuck, black.
Earlier in the game. Jason Tatum got fouled. The ref had got up and he pushed the ref out of the way.
Well, he the face of the league. You can't.
But you gotta give him a tech at league, bro. Like,
I mean, he kind of like LeBron on the East to everybody. Money wise, camera, we need him on camera for the ads.
One tech, boom. I'm just saying.
Man, I'm gonna tell you what Adam Silver told him. Hey, take my boy if you want to.
Yeah, you want.
I'm gonna take you.
Lobe.
Lobe. You will not kick Lobe out of here.
Not Lobe, though.
I call him Clayton English myself. I was like, Clayton out there killed us.
Yes, sir.
I Brown got so tired of dunking on the Hawks, the nigga. The nigga's like, I dunked again. I'm sorry. Brown, man. Sorry, guys. His braids ain't having no progress. Been like that about 3 seasons, ain't it?
And they got ball in the back. I noticed that too. And they got like a ball spot with the braids.
The nigga be ball braids,
bro. Bro, I seen this nigga out recently. Big ass, like curly afro, like
going crazy.
The biggest hole in the middle of that shit.
No, was it back? Like how
it was
you
like
would
top center just
could he cover
circle.
It with the joint? It was just
he could if he tried, but he was going every direction, bro. Man. But that circle in the middle was so big.
It was like a cartoon bomb exploded on
that. They were like, like show enough.
It's a lot of ponytails.
Okay, so maybe that's what you wanted to do. You was at a comedy show?
I was.
You was at, man. Talk your shit.
Oh, this is a while ago. I don't even remember.
I seen you post a flyer with your dates, man. What's up?
You know what I'm saying? Dated up.
Man. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is fucking with the kid.
You did. Yeah, man.
Got a couple shits coming up.
Tell the people.
Motherfucking,
Motherfucking, you know. Yo, follow Secret Genius page.
Yeah, follow my page. It's on there. I think April 29th. This shit won't be out by then.
Damn.
It's wrong, bro. It's the 24th. We got an episode coming out this week. Okay, well, shit. Saturday.
Whitehead
dropping this week. So this ain't dropping this week. Okay.
Nigga got shows.
May 13th.
Put that pressure on
you. I'm somewhere in Atlanta. May 13th.
Right.
Somewhere in the West End. I don't remember the name of the spot.
West End shit.
They fly
over? I'm with it.
Single the fly off.
And we speaking of new venues, man, we bringing Tuesday back at the projects, man. So you know what I'm saying? Pull up on us. Myself.
You gonna host the projects? That's
what I'm saying. Yeah, us, you know what I'm saying?
Us.
So yeah, man, you know what I mean? Tuesday nights. Back at the projects.
Man, come on,
Peter
man.
Street. DJ. You know what I mean? Line it up.
Yeah, we're going to get the lighting a little better in there.
Oh, man, I already told him. I was like, so.
Got to put a light on this stage.
This stage is pretty black.
The darkest part in the room.
You're like, nah, we're going to get some straight. You know what I'm
saying? Man, good luck with that. I'm going to tell you something. I'm never coming in that
much. Boy, well, that
boy,
shit
it's another
coming.
Hole, boy.
No, it was all man. The killers and the rap couple coming rappers.
Real West Side shit.
I mean,
shout out to Clay, man. Clay had that thing jumping. So
Clay had that thing.
Rest
jumping,
in peace, Clay.
Rest in peace,
again.
Dutchess had the room.
You dig?
Indeed, indeed. It's kind of like Escobar, bro.
One time.
Have y'all done Escobar recently?
Escobar
or ever?
About the South Side one?
Yeah.
Or
how about say they still doing some shit?
Yeah, that shit is not the weird.
It just no, yeah. Back.
Oh, okay.
Peter
who
Street.
Was that?
Twin.
Oh. So Twin. What's up, Twin? This nigga's so. Yo,
I'm like, shit.
Hey, put in the comments who Twin is.
I love it. That's funny.
Who is Twin?
You know it.
So funny.
He gonna get it. He gonna get. I promise you, he gonna cut that. I'll tell you.
Is it someone that does your type of jokes?
Your type.
Not mine, but someone's.
Yes. Oh, it's a lot. Oh, God. It's so big.
It's a lot. They start to add up.
I don't know, man. I'm going to laugh hard when I find out. I don't know.
Yeah, man. I was out recently, man. OG was headlining in a little room. So he proceeds to say, I'm about to work on some new shit. Don't none of y'all steal my shit.
He's a thiefer?
Okay. And then proceeds to do some shit that I seen a white lady say on TikTok months ago.
Wow. I know who that is.
Educated. What's up, twin?
I was like, man, are you serious?
What? He thought you ain't see it. Because that's what a nigga post. Like, I think he feel like you don't see that. It's like, yo, the algorithm does not fuck with you. Because they will put whatever you stole right above you.
Man, for real.
So many times that's happened to that nigga.
For
dog.
Real. I know.
No, that ain't who it was.
Damn. I agree with you.
That's hilarious.
Oh, it's a mo nigga.
Oh, it's another twin.
Huh? It's a lot of twins out here.
OG headliner, so.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know I got another guess, but I'm gonna guess this.
You put your cards back in the table.
Hey, I'm over here like this. I knew that when you had guessed. I got another guess.
Okay,
but was that your card though?
That was my card. You did circle, did not get the square.
You right there though.
We had pulled up same and time to the club.
Like two more. Like,
they tried to get in. They get on out of here.
They get some more soup. It
could be. OG's in a small room.
Other than that, man, I need a recount. Oh, everybody throwing their hand in if it ain't who I'm thinking it is now. Well, I'm not. Hell no. Everybody pull your money back up.
Hell no.
Grab your chips.
I don't think you would know for real.
I don't think you would know either.
I don't think you would get it.
Are you willing to tell me where you were?
Yeah, it was this newer room on the south side on Godby Road.
The joint ID?
South side.
No. Y'all wouldn't know.
It's
y'all
on the
wouldn't
other side of Godby Road. It's right up the street from there.
I'm not gonna waste none of my brain cells because I smoke a lot.
Cause it's a podcast, we're just doing that.
We're just fucking. We're joshing. So where were you guys at when Tupac died?
Man,
transitional
blue game showy.
Dear Mama came out and Remo walked in and asked us, "Did we watch Dear Mama?" And I thought I might have seen every Tupac documentary they make. Mm-hmm. Is it worth me checking out?
It is.
I ain't even know. I think Tupac I did. Documentary came out, bro.
Damn. It was teasing it all Hulu on the commercials.
Man,
of Hulu.
You remember? Man, a long time ago, I used to be trying to talk to you about shows and shit. You'd be like, man, I don't even be watching. I don't have time to watch no TV. That's where I am right
sir.
Now.
Come on now.
Yeah, you outside every night. Shit, you outside dog. Every night.
Yes, sir.
Watch it, bro.
I'm inside.
I be having to carve out like a little time now and then like the plane and shit like that. But yeah, come on.
You did.
He in the grind of it. He's in the mix of the 10,000 hours.
All right, now I'm in the mix of only watching shit that's worth it. Like, I will stop a series immediately 15 minutes into the first episode.
I'll be putting on shit to go to sleep.
I tell you what's good. Well, we're going to talk about Tupac first. I'll tell you what's good after that.
So where were you when Tupac died?
1996.
Shit.
We played Maze. Lovejoy played Maze. We was coming back from Lakewood. On the bus, and my boy Pico, he's a quarterback. He said, "Goddamn, Tupac died." Shout out, we were like, "What the fuck?"
That nigga listen to the radio on his headphones.
On the headphones. That's how long ago it was. Greg Street. Greg Street is the voice that announced Tupac died for my generation. Like Greg Street was on the radio.
Yo, that's crazy. Hello.
You got General
Kelly's
number.
Wow.
Hey, Street. Hey, look, we filmed the podcast live now, man. Y'all make sure y'all go watch the Greg Street episode. We filmed the podcast live, and Ronnie was just talking about how you announced when Tupac died on the radio.
Damn.
We was Lovejoy versus Maze. We was coming home from Maze, from Lakewood, and you said it on Top 8 at 8.
Damn. I'm going to send it to you, brother. I got you.
Y'all ain't invited me back to the podcast.
Come on now, where you at? Come on, pull
you're on
now.
The podcast right now.
Y'all ain't invited me to come back and sit in the studio though. Everybody on the podcast know the bank comedy night is starting. We get ready to crank up. So all y'all comedians,
hey.
We got the biggest stage in the eighth. Comedy
well, y'all better have the biggest budget in the eight. That motherfucker big.
That bitch is huge.
Eat what you eat. Eat what you eat.
I like it.
Well, speaking of, that's going to cost you $500 because that was a live ad. I got you, my brother.
Charge it.
I'm
going to
send it
game.
To you. I got you.
You already know we bringing Big My Dog, Big Brother Jordan, Tyler Chronicles, and the whole podcast family. Y'all got to come. I'm definitely booking y'all on the show.
You know that's what time it is, man. We're there, man.
In fact, send me the whole list of everybody. You and Ronnie, send me that. Y'all whole wish list of the five.
You talking about be like a booking agent does? I'll definitely hit you up with that.
Nah, man, ain't no way in the world we can charge you to do anything.
We can't charge you, bro. I got you.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, I need to run the jewel dunks with me and holler at me.
Got you, man.
I ain't get them, man. I need to get them.
What size you at?
13. Yeah, I need the low cover because I ain't got no ankles yet. So.
He said, I already know what I'm going to pay you for your first show.
You can't let that get out, man. You can't.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah, we're going to cut this
in our podcast.
50 million views.
50 million views.
Oh, man.
Hilarious.
All right, Street.
Damn now, straight.
You right. All right, Street. I'm going to send that to you, bro. I got you. All right, well.
Dang, wow, crazy. I talked him up, huh?
Crazy.
Man, so then I was trying to get 100 million.
Hey!
Sent directly to my Zelle.
Hey, God,
man. Dude, manifesting and shit.
Some Cash App coins drop out there, bro. Right.
Did you see it was a story with this couple? They had a couple million put in their account by mistake, and them niggas dipped to New Zealand. They dipped immediately.
I would totally do the same.
They
were
trying to get it back. Them niggas were gone. They withdrew that shit immediately. They got the fuck
right. Right. Dude, that's how they been talking about that. Swiss bank account.
Right.
That's how they been talking about that as a couple. Like, if we ever
couple million. Just know, when I tell you to meet me at the airport, motherfucker, I hit. Let go.
New Zealand.
No, so the Netherlands is where you go hide your money, y'all. The Swiss, the Deutsch.
Hey, man. I was working in McDonald's.
Mickey
in 96 when this happened.
When the motherfuckers came.
You was a cashier. You was flipping burgers. You was in the back with the boxes.
At this time, I was in the back. My damn near the whole starting five of my high school team was in.
Worked at that one McDonald's.
Yeah, y'all could have been a greasy flow away from a bad season.
Oh no, you that nigga.
That was one of their sponsors.
Nigga, fuck a greasy flow away from the FDA shutting that bitch all the way down. You guys, fucking teenagers in that bitch running it, and our manager was. So our center, my nigga Dre Brantley, his cousin, who was 2 years older than us, was the fucking manager.
She's got like a 17-year-old.
Like, she still manages McDonald's. Like she owns
that's hard.
That's
but, she's fucking 17, 18 years old at the time and shit, and managing us, and there's just niggas in there. And one day, if you ever worked at McDonald's, you know you got you put the patties down like by 12,
mm-hmm.
put the machine on top and it cooks them. You got to take them off and put them on a tray. You put this tray in this little lat so you can do some more.
Mm-hmm.
So we put the little trash can beside the thing so you could like slide the food off, mm-hmm. not the excess food. So we doing that shit and it's a rush. If anybody working fast food know when they say it's a rush, boys. Thousands of niggas out there. I'm talking about a bus. The niggas say a bus or a rush. You like, oh, fuck. Especially you in the back.
They drop everything.
Yeah, I'm on fries, my nigga. And fries used to tear me up too because I couldn't sleep because every fry machine had a different beep. To it.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know which one's which. So when I'm trying to sleep, all I hear is these different beeps going off. I couldn't sleep the first week I worked at McDonald's.
First, I started on fries.
That's what you think. Like, I got to get off these fries, nigga. The beep bugs have not come in, and I am going to go fucking crazy.
Bro.
I have practice tomorrow.
That's hilarious.
So we doing it. I'm doing the fries and shit. They coming in. It's going crazy. Nigga, we down to the last tray of meat because we was in there fucking around rapping and shit.
Definitely rapping at a job at 16.
Definitely rapping Tupac, nigga.
While the fries is going.
With the backstory, I'm sorry. Tupac was in the hospital for a while before he died.
Yeah. Like, it was like a week, right?
About a week, about a week, right?
Good amount of time because niggas hurt because he'd been shot before.
Yeah, when he get up, it's going to be crazy.
Nobody thought he was going to die.
Nah. He's the third time to report.
We knew that music when he got up was going to be fire.
That's all we were thinking. So, yes, you're right. He was in the hospital. Nobody thinking about that shit. So, my nigga, he going. We got the bird. He's like, fuck, it's a rush. And that nigga, like, went to go grab another spatula and turn and knock the tray of meat into the trash.
All the meat?
All fucking, it's probably 36 patties.
Ooh!
That's the rush. That is the rush.
He's in the, you in the hole 36.
Yeah. He probably had like 24 done, and then he put 12 new ones on. And that motherfucker hit that shit, looked in the trash can. And nigga looked at me.
Oh my God. Y'all niggas savages.
Nah, y'all ain't.
Nah, yes, y'all are.
The fries is always was good.
Nah, nigga.
The fries 100%. You can count on me.
Nah, you supposed to jump on that bomb, Jay.
So Dre is also the nigga, like, if y'all know, y'all grew up, especially if you play sports, it's always a wild, nasty nigga that's
for
on the
sure.
team. And Dre's that nigga. He's the one that will run into the gym during PE butt naked. Like, he's that nigga. Will wipe a booger on your shirt.
He was that
always
nigga?
A nigga.
No.
On every single team like that you play on, it's always a nasty ass nigga.
Like Method Man was acting on the show.
Yes.
Oh, he was nasty. I was like,
happened to be Dre, and Dre happened to be on Patties.
It's like ODB working on Patties.
Right.
Hey, whoop, goddamn Method Man.
Oh, my God.
Niggas said in the house like, pop, pop.
Right.
Nah, niggas don't know where I was.
It's old meat on him.
Nah, it couldn't have been niggas that we know. That was like, nah, it wasn't no niggas.
There ain't a nigga trying to wish away niggas he knew.
Football team came to that McDonald's, nigga.
There were plenty of niggas he was like, my bad, dog.
So he dropped the burgers and then Tupac died?
Right, then where to get to Pac shit?
That's yeah. Hey, yeah, no, I'm saying that's just where I was at. It wasn't no big story about Tupac. I just wanted to tell that story about shit, I just remember.
Did y'all hear it on the radio? Or did somebody tell y'all?
The nigga walked in. It was like, cut, nigga.
Yeah. You was in LA.
Tupac,
you was in,
nigga.
He was in South Carolina, right?
Tupac.
Yeah.
Nigga. Tupac, nigga. Tupac, he died, nigga.
Tupac, nigga. That's not a game.
I'm on fries, nigga. I don't got time to cry. Why are you crying?
Bruh, all I remember is... No, go ahead, go ahead.
Nah, this one nigga. Shout out my nigga Dre Faison. He's actually from New York and moved down to play basketball and came with his other brother, Dana. And he cried. And man, Dana roasted that nigga so relentlessly.
For weeping?
Think Pac would have cried if you died?
Oh my God.
I just seen that nigga Saturday too. I forgot to tell that nigga. Remember when Dre cried? Hey, congratulations, my nigga Dre just got married too.
That's wait a minute, 16-year-old basketball team energy in the 90s.
Oh man, if these two,
they would have called us toxic. They would have called y'all toxic.
These two New York niggas. That's the fun part. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh man, so when Tupac died, we was in rehearsal.
Church retreat.
We was at some church and feeling the
on Friday night, bro.
Was it Friday?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Friday the 13th.
Damn, it was Friday the 13th. All right, so we was.
It was Friday night rush.
All right, no, so what I what I remember. I don't remember when I first heard it, but I remember what we did for Tupac. You ever say?
Oh shit, you had a vigil?
Nigga, so we was at
y'all did not pray.
We was at church. We was at church.
I'm going to pray.
My nigga. Hey, so the weekend, I got changes. And it had the instrumental on it.
What you mean I got it?
Like changes.
You know what I mean? What you mean I got it?
Like I got the I got the CD. All right,
boom.
You know how hard it was to get an instrumental in 96?
Bruh.
It was
like $7, nigga.
It was easy.
Peppermint music.
Yeah, that's when he died.
The single had the lyrics and the acapella.
When he died, all his shit was flying off his shit.
Hold on, man. You brought the changes. CD.
And then,
was you crying when you bought a CD? Let me get this. $15, nigga.
My nigga.
For real?
So
for a single.
So they was like, all right, either we gonna do a song. But they was like, nah, we should just do like a dance. You know what I'm saying?
So niggas did. Nigga vetoed the songs.
Niggas did a dance to Changes, the instrumental, bro. It was just
in the movie. They'd be like, you know what, Papa wants. That's just the way it is. That's like a skate song.
That's just the way it is.
You didn't let you slide to that speed.
Never be the same. Never be the same. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You did it. Remo bought the CD. He had to do it.
I did the choreography, bro.
Remo talking about, hey guys, let's get it together. Hey, look, there was
Machiavelli on three. Hey, one, two, three.
Friday. He died on Friday, and we performed it on Sunday. So we're gonna call it good Tupac Friday.
You go ho. You've been doing it the same way the whole time. I see no changes.
All I see is racist faces.
Hey, bro, God was through with your shirt.
Hey, man, God was all up in there.
Well, I did too much, like, how many of y'all was in this? What was y'all at? Like, how many of y'all was in this?
Bro, it was nigga, me, Tony Bell, got there, two of the homies, and it was a...
Trini was in there?
Trini might have been close by, bro.
Y'all was rap fighting.
Brian was close by, man. Yeah.
Wait a minute, who was this your proposal? This was your pitch, you know we should do, guys?
I was going to do... I was proposing rap.
You had bars ready.
Yeah, I had bars. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Was you gonna rap it in Tupac cadence, like, but gospel, like, what you had ready for?
Nah, I wasn't that corny.
Nah.
You got the blonde hair, right? I mean, the platinum hair, right?
You know, that was it. That was platinum.
You corny did to do that, but not.
You're right.
I mean, how was you gonna rap to a Tupac instrumental and not rap in his cadence?
Yeah.
Okay.
You still Dungeon Family. You like, I'm still, yeah. You like, I'm Dungeon Family, bro.
I'm Dungeon Forever, bro. I thought I was Big Gip, Scarface.
How was it received?
It was the way it was. It was the way it is.
The old people did not like that shit.
Oh, no, this was for youth service. You know what I'm saying? This was for youth service.
Well, did y'all go up there and say something first? Like, this for Pac?
Play number
the youth pastor was like, you know what I mean?
Play number four.
We know, you know what happened, and we just want to take some time out to honor the life and legacy of Tupac Shakur.
And then you hit play them. Remo was doing this shit before it started.
That's funny. Yeah.
I thought it was gonna be. I ain't mad at you.
A dance tribute.
It was like one spotlight in the middle. Like, I see no changes.
What y'all had? Y'all was matching. Y'all had on white shirts and shit.
No, the craziest part is, and I'm telling too much, but
jeans and white beaters.
You know, like it comes in no and shoes. It comes in. It's like I don't see no changes. All I see is racist faces.
Correct.
So we had on the racist faces, we had a white dude run up to the stage and a black dude run up to the stage. He was like, racist faces.
Instrumental, we had the lyrics.
But, I mean, niggas knew the lyrics, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, come
on. All I see is racist faces.
Hey, yo, now did he can't get cast?
I'll be a racist face. I'll be a racist face.
Hey, Connor, we need you.
I'll be a racist face.
guys,
this nigga Jacob out of here.
It's
now.
A part I can do. This nigga had.
Normally I do audio, but I'll.
In church with Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, shout out my nigga Jameson, bro.
Hilarious.
Oh, Jameson.
Wow, what was you at, Kubal?
Oh, Jameson was the one that you said. Yeah, I almost say nigga. That was Ricky.
Yeah. What, huh?
Ricky.
Y'all remember that?
It was a white dude named Ricky that was cool as shit.
Like, he was so cool, like he could say nigga.
I ain't say he could say nigga.
If he did, like he did say nigga.
That's an episode of Bel Air.
Oh, is it?
I ain't like the first episode, so that's
one of the. It's so funny because Carlton sassy and African.
I heard Bel-Air good as fuck.
Something else I'm going to say that is probably going to be like, niggas is not going to like.
Should I say it? I mean.
What else happened at McDonald's, nigga?
Nah.
You're talking about TV shows.
Yeah, I do not. Think that Abbott Elementary is funny.
I think you said that before.
I've never seen that.
Abbott's funny.
I think it's all right.
It's rom-com funny.
You know what I think that happens to me?
Ty don't like love no more.
Anytime they do a black cold. Show, like they like in the vein of a white show, I feel like they don't put enough into it. Here's what I mean. Family Guy. Cleveland Show was like, it fell so flat of every all the funny.
It could have been amazing.
Cleveland Show was good. Y'all didn't watch Cleveland Show?
It didn't have that punch that we wanted, though.
It didn't have that. I needed it to be better because it was more shit to do because we have more culture, bro.
But it had white writers, so.
Thank you. Right. Now, on to this. The Office. White writers. Fucking.
Great show.
100%. The Office is like a genre now, though. Everybody's copying that.
Community, Parks and Rec, those are the funny shows that followed it. This is in the same vein.
Community.
And it don't meet that mark, in my opinion.
Those are Lauren Michaels.
I don't know, babies. Bro. They winning awards now. They are definitely,
and I'm glad. That's why I rarely say it. You probably won't see me say it again, but I just wanted to say it right now.
Voice yourself, sir.
Yeah, I've been talking to my therapist, and I be holding a lot of shit back.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, say that shit, bro.
Say it.
I thought telling y'all niggas about y'allself was going to be a different vibe.
Whoa! I really like your jeans, man.
I'm sorry. We ain't heard of that session yet.
Nah,
I told her to watch a couple episodes first.
Oh my god!
Damn, who is this damn? You got my business.
The nigga fucking around. The nigga talking to B. Simone. Like, so,
I don't know for sure. Like a motherfucker. Remo's in. We cut him off during the show.
I know we need to get him.
Russell's at home, bitches in the bathroom. Little toot studs.
All right, we didn't get where Kamal was. What you say you was on?
Oh, yeah, my story is not very good at all.
That's why I had to add the burger shit.
So. Yeah, I was in the car on the way home. I remember where we was coming from. I remember exactly where I was, though. Turning off Wesley Chapel on the Snapfinger Road, mm-hmm. Greg Street, same shit.
Damn. I mean, when Biggie died, and then the prom was right after?
Oh, now, when Biggie died, I ain't gonna lie. Now, I ain't cry, but I was like, it was like a tear or two.
Nigga,
no, I ain't cry. I ain't
weak. A tear or two is what? What do you call it?
Allergies.
Not when somebody died.
I cried. I was in my bedroom.
Emotional allergies.
Death allergies. Damn.
That's hilarious. Okay.
I was at the crib when I heard about Biggie.
I was way more sad when he died than Pac, for sure.
I was, absolutely.
That was like, and that shit was just like, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, Pac, he got shot, like you said, it was some time through. That shit, Biggie, it was just like they announced it.
He was like, what? Why was he in Cali? I couldn't even Everybody believe was like, what the fuck it, was
bro. You know what? I think I was riding around, like, niggas used to go, was that a Saturday?
I think it was a Saturday morning when I found out. He got shot that night.
Okay.
He got shot on a Friday, too?
Yeah,
I believe it was late Friday,
so that's what happened. Niggas was riding around. Used to ride to the mall. They used to ride to the movie theaters, like
right.
And they was playing hella Biggie songs. And I was like, oh man, this is a great night, nigga. They are playing Biggie on the radio out of nowhere. They playing everything. They playing the what? They playing all that shit. Then the niggas just came on and was like, man, some sad news once again, man. Biggie Smalls been murdered in Las Vegas. I was like, in L.A. I'm like,
they just kept playing Sky's the Limit, bro.
Before or after he died?
After. Like, right after.
I just remember how hard that shit was jamming after he died. Nigga, so jamming, Biggie came out.
He was at an album release party when he got killed.
Because that was the prom, that prom year. He died right before prom season, and the album dropped.
That album was so fucking hard.
Man, double disc.
We not gonna get no more of this. That's what real sad. Amazing.
Hey, what was your favorite double disc album?
Shit, All Eyes on Me was amazing. Oh. Do you fuck with All Eyes on Me?
No, I can't.
I like.
That nigga say R.
Oh no! That nigga R. Kelly had the double. That's your boy.
I still ain't say it, but ooh, what was that? Ooh, Remo!
What's your favorite? The double? Red and black R.
I didn't say nothing.
Little bitty of Leah's.
Little bitty.
Little child of Leah's got it.
Whoa, Lord have mercy.
I know the engineer was like, what is, hold on, what is that?
Who's that?
The engineer did like that. What is that?
Turn up my background.
Hey, Rob, you talking about... Is her mama named Aaliyah?
You talking about my niece?
Play guitar is her uncle. All right, okay, back up.
Yeah, bro. I mean, I ain't answer, but
that was the day they start hiring white engineers in the studio. Niggas like, wait, what the fuck you talking about, bro? I know you ain't talking about the girl right now.
My God,
girl playing with the dolls.
That's
the
way.
She in the studio with Barbies, nigga.
What the fuck vibe she got?
All right, I'm gonna mind my business. All right,
that's hilarious.
Fired the shit out of that nigga that day.
Ooh, man, but yeah.
Give me a white boy hitter, don't say shit.
Yeah, that devil's. That R went crazy.
Some damage to that.
Which one? Hold on, what was that? What was that?
R.
Fuck. Was that with 12 play?
No.
12 play.
We was in like the seventh grade, sixth grade, like this nigga's amazing. All this shit. We were like, he is appealing to me because I'm a child. I don't know why I like this.
He is counting sex now.
Appealing to me, and I am a child.
I am a child. I love these dirty lyrics.
That's stupid.
Yeah, man. Damn, too bad. We can't. Right, so Surviving R. Kelly season 3 out now.
A-Ball had one. It was good. It wasn't my favorite.
Tupac made it hot.
Because Biggie shit was, I mean, Life After Death. That's just. Well,
mine is kind of off the wall. No. Dead President soundtrack.
That's a double disc. I didn't even know that.
What's on there? What's on there? Are you talking about the soundtrack from Dead President? Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
What's on there?
That shit was a double disc? Yeah, it's a bunch of Isaac Hayes and shit on there. All the shit in the movie. Yeah. Them songs now, going right now.
All right, so did you say yours already?
I said two. All Eyes on Me.
All Eyes on Me. All right, so what's your favorite?
Life After Death, those two together. It's like
soundtrack.
I don't know if that double
disc. Above the Rim soundtrack.
Above the Rim.
Ever made.
That's.
Hey, but look though, Love Jones went crazy. Love Jones went crazy.
Basketball went crazy.
My favorite one, but it's a bit of that.
New Jersey Drive went crazy.
New Jersey Drive, Benzo Beamer, Outkast. Woo!
Show.
That video's on Apple. You can't find a song by itself, but the video.
You know what's a sleeper? Any Given Sunday.
Any Given Sunday did have some shit on there.
They had some.
I got the Outkast.
Goody Mob, Outkast.
If it ain't no up in the club, it ain't no.
Sunday.
That was a dope ass movie, too. So, nigga.
Wow.
Boomerang. Okay. That's with Halle Berry. I mean,
Boomerang.
That was Tony Braxton's like debut. That was
you said PM Dub was on this shit? Hey, PM Dub, they slept on my nigga, bro.
Solid soundtrack.
Boomerang soundtrack.
Boomerang, okay.
That was like the first CD you saw at like your cool uncle house on the bigger. You know, the CD component set be big than the motherfucker. That Boomerang be right there. Don't touch that Boomerang CD, nigga. Watch out.
Listen, man. There you go, and here I come. That Johnny
Gill. Yeah.
He's going to be all right. Die Without You, like I said. End of the Road.
Oh. That motherfucker only went diamond.
Hot Sex on the Platter.
Hot Sex on the Platter. Well, we old as shit.
That's Hot Sex on the Platter was a Tribe.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was a Tribe. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah,
but Above the Rim had that shit on there though.
Above the Rim was
Old
crazy.
Time's Sake, Regulators, by Tupac, you had Dog.
All
that
shit. It was like it was
an album.
It was a different
Big Pippin. You know what I'm saying? That was hard shit. SWV was on there. Anything?
Like, share, subscribe, guys.
You know what I'm saying?
That shit came out when I was in seventh grade.
Above the Rim soundtrack was a shit.
Graduating, going to April, we went on a trip. I had that shit in the Walkman.
She was the man. There.
Left it. Shit, fell in the bus toilet.
Oh,
y'all bus had a toilet.
I mean, it was a charter bus. We was going from Atlanta to D.C.
Okay, was it for
it was a
patrols?
Trip, huh? Nah, it was like we sold coupon books.
Oh, okay,
raised money.
Throw our bitch ass on the school bus.
Did y'all?
No, for real?
We didn't have no school bus.
Y'all went from L.A. to D.C. Oh, you went from North Carolina. But I was about to say.
Was it a CD or a tape?
It was a tape.
That's still
crazy. But it was it was like the highest tech Walkman right before CD players took off.
It can go
with the bass boost.
It was an auto flip and shit.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
With the bass boost. Was it the yellow joint? With the
bass accelerator?
The bass boost?
Ooh. Yeah,
the
bass boost. It was Sony. That was probably the last tape I ever bought. Was a Butter Rim soundtrack.
Oh, word.
God damn.
That was a good ass soundtrack.
Hey, young kids, y'all don't know shit about the tape era.
They bringing tapes back on a lot of shit. They printing stuff out. Yeah, they print tapes back.
Okay. Where we going to play it on, though?
They got them on Amazon. Yeah. Them big ass boombox speaker
shit. New Face got all the tapes.
Yeah, New Face got every tape. The purple tape, the red tape.
That ain't about to be a mean.
Yeah, hey, when they when China cut the Wi-Fi off,
he could be at any point that he decided to.
That is true.
Not for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
With all that shit,
that nigga could easily start selling that shit. Because every time I see some shit, I saw somebody selling the original Game Boy for like $1.5 million or something. Seen that. With excitement, like, and I'm like, man, you don't see this shit. Yeah, man.
You get half of that, nigga.
Yeah. Now it's for the museum.
Funny part,
really, you probably start acting like Steve Carell on 40-year-old virgin when a bitch tried to sell all
those are my things.
All right, man.
Hey, that original Game Boy went for one some million. It had a roach in it, I'm sure.
That's hilarious.
Game Boy with a roach in it is sick as fuck.
That shit gonna work, though, right now.
That's real sick, nigga.
The first Game Boy, nigga. Oh. Y'all seen the Tetris movie on Apple? That shit good as hell.
I didn't watch it.
Yes.
Watch it.
It's good, man.
Got a new project screen, too. That shit
was okay. Crystal
clear. Come on, man.
Speaking of the game,
how far along are we in this whole podcast thing?
Hey, man, are we at 56?
You know what I'm saying?
We're like, man, we ain't gonna go like.
Oh, they get the cussing. Oh,
please go over an hour, guys.
Y'all ain't going, you know what I mean? But I get it, though.
No, I say it's one of your favorite show, man.
Nigga be trying to take a road trip.
Like, damn, this shit, oh, wait, before I ain't got the goddamn.
Niggas do be trying to get at least a quarter of their shift.
I drive a long way.
Shout out to the third shift workers out there, man.
The podcast I normally watch, they got everybody except the main nigga, and I can't listen to. I'm like, I don't want to. Joe Budden, they put an episode out without him on it, and I was like,
It's like when your main pastor leaving, and they got the substitutes, and you're like, all right,
yeah, it's
man,
like
I don't
you
want
a ludicrous verse, and they give you
Jesus
an
ain't here today.
You be like, nigga, I didn't want
not an I-20 verse.
I didn't want either one.
I didn't want. Luda!
Hey, Luda kept coming back spitting, ain't
Luda did this shit. Luda, all the beats you can do over.
Spit. Never mind, I ain't gonna.
He gonna
shout
spit.
Out to Chris, man.
Chris Bridges. Tomorrow we're gonna play the game against him.
Right, right. He's the intern for him.
I was about to say something.
I did a show in Alaska with Ludacris last year.
Speaking of, what's up with Shaka? Anybody heard
update?
Update?
As far as
his health.
He's, you know what I'm saying? He's on the mend.
Okay.
He's, you know what I mean? He's out of the woods as far as...
He's still in the hospital, though?
Nah. He's been in the hospital for a while. All right.
That's good.
That's what's up.
He's in recovery.
I was thinking about that the other day. Like, damn, I ain't even think about if he got in the hospital yet.
Yeah, but
I
was thinking about the James keep Bond everything shit. Low, man, because, you know, still...
I got a new strategy for you, Tyler.
Situation. What you got?
What you got?
For the... Well, you finished with Shaka, I ain't want
to... Nah, I wasn't more to say.
So he's okay, my bad.
I just said he's trying to stay low because
yeah, that nigga said so.
I am changing the subject, but I just wanted to finish his talk.
What about the murder?
He said you don't want to say about it.
Gunner, goddamn Gunner Jordan, if you don't get.
No, I ain't Gunner, nigga. Yeah, ma'am. Morning coach is a game,
but
man.
In situations like that, not hearing anything is
good,
is
right?
A good thing.
Yeah, no, right.
Yeah, I got a DUI for 2 years ago. They ain't saying shit.
Thinking about health, yeah. I hadn't heard anything about that.
Yeah.
But what was you about to say, though?
Oh, I think I got a strategy for niggas who want a wife. I figured out you don't want a wife no more. I forgot. You
that nigga
you
want a wife,
fryer,
bro.
He got an air fryer, he got a new projector.
You want to share your projector with somebody.
Pack. He got him two scat packs.
You know
some Batman
and
Robin.
Chains. I
done
had enough sex.
Oh, no, okay. All right, never mind.
No,
my strategy was.
Yeah, tell me how to get a wife, Ronnie.
No, not get a wife. I'm saying where I would look if I was single. I think I would be. I would corral AAU games and see what blue chip athletes. Could they mamas be bad?
No, that's fast.
Am I tripping?
Nah.
Drake put us on the game very early.
Little niggas be traveling a lot.
They travel.
You ain't never with your mama.
Like the mamas never go on the trip.
All the BBL chicks got a D1 child somewhere. Most BBL chicks got a D1 blue chip child somewhere.
Damn.
And I've seen it. It's not predatory. It's knowing what markets you need to hit.
AAU games.
So a nigga showing up to a random AAU
game
with no ties to any of the kids is not like
it's a little
strange. Man, nah,
I used to be a coach.
Why you at this game?
I used to be a coach.
I got some merch.
I got some merch.
I don't know. I like basketball, man. I love the game.
I love the game. It's in my veins, man.
Yeah, nigga.
I love the game. I love this shit.
What are they going to do when I'm gone?
You are not lying. Yeah, especially down here. Jesus.
And then other, it's a whole league of them elite niggas. Just pull up. Just, I would pull up because the mamas be BBL'd up and they houses empty. Big empty cribs.
That's
they
hilarious.
Just want, they just want to go get to them a 2 for $20.
Yeah, man. I don't know if I'd marry a BBL woman.
Could you marry a girl whose son could dunk?
Like when you met her, he was dunking.
Like he's 6'7". He's 15.
Yeah, I'd rather him be doing that type of shooting than the other type of shooting some of these little niggas be doing.
Nah, but what if he like baby Ja Morant? He like D1 good, but he keep throwing up gang signs. He ain't in no game. He just Gwinnett.
I show you how to shoot a gun.
With all that shit.
Yeah, Tyler fight that nigga. Come here, man. He got been hitting the chest.
He has a father, obviously.
They locked up.
Yeah. That nigga got a phone. If you don't, I'll shoot him one.
Yeah,
I shoot him.
Shoot him a phone, man. Keep the household safe.
Damn, I'm gonna be with your mama. I don't know what y'all got going.
Whatever you need me to do for this little nigga, man, I got you, bro. It's nice. You fucked up. Yeah, you who? Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is all you gotta do is go to Instagram, go to YouTube, look at the box score.
Is this nigga getting more goddamn
predatory?
I'm so glad you married niggas because you don't know how to handle this. And he said, look, all you gotta do, run down to the gym.
Put your cologne on.
Bump into some bitches.
Make sure you got cologne on and your car keys.
Find a woman with her son.
Yeah. Google search.
Google search. Hot
15 and under.
Oh, God.
Tournaments near me.
Flagged by the FBI like a
right.
Yeah, as soon as you going to find my queen.
I hope this Gerald Kelly number. You know his number?
I think I do.
Hey, man, I be playing Call of Duty with some of these guys, man.
Call of Duty sounds nuts.
Shout out.
Does it hurt?
He said Call of Duty sounds
does it really? Call of Duty sounds like a nigga who lactose eating drunk a milkshake. It's going to be a Call of Duty later on.
Boy, and what?
Gerald Kelly is good as shit.
At Call of Duty.
That boy be on that game. Oh,
you
with
play with Bank Shot?
I play with Bank Shot. Yo, Bank Shot be getting mad.
Bank Shot don't fuck Remo. Yo,
he's the only child.
Bank Shot.
He getting mad.
Yo, no, if we lose more than like 3 games back to back, like this nigga get off the game and start doing workouts. He'll just be like, yo, I need some push-ups, nigga. Because why the fuck y'all niggas still in the gas? Why you don't run out the gas?
That's because you play church basketball. That's why you don't know what's going on.
Remo be fucking up.
I'm very aware.
I can tell. Yeah. I can tell you fucked they missions.
I done got I done.
Trash.
You must be trash. That
I'm so
been.
Good at this point. A nigga flagged my shit. And shout out to you.
You got shadow banned on Call
I got
of
shadow
Duty.
Banned, bro. They want me to change my name and say it goes against the policy.
What's your name?
Remo Rod. And then, you know what I'm saying? You know how you get reported by some goofy motherfucker because they mad? Yeah.
You got reported?
Yeah, because I whooped that ass.
Shit out on they reported you got.
Yeah, man. He keeps killing me. He must be cheating. How does he know?
That nigga whooped. Damn, you whooped some niggas' ass.
Video
game. Yeah, bro. It get greasy.
But
games,
but like,
bro.
That's because of the fucking participation.
The Lakers on. That's why
he's shit.
LeBron done tipped off.
He smelled toast. Hey, now he gave you that cheat code for more bitches.
And I'm about to try to say it again. I still almost can't say it. Participation. I was about to say participation again. Jesus Christ. Ever since what?
Ever since you said that. You know how, like, you see a car for the first time, but once you get a car, you start seeing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since he said that shit about smelling the toast and having a stroke, I've heard somebody say that like 7 times.
I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
Like you know, shit, man, I ain't never used to never seen that. And then DMX came out, AC Dawg.
Hold on, what the fuck?
You see that? He was like,
no.
He was on $1 million worth of game. He was like, because they were saying the same shit like you see a car. like dogs. I used to never see dogs. Swear to God, like nowhere. Never see dogs. And then like DMX came out. And then. AC Dawg, all time.
Dogs. Wait a minute, DMX came out in 98. How old was he? About 10?
Man, he was old enough to be.
You ain't never seen him.
Never seen him.
I think he was old enough to say something ridiculous. It's a viral ass.
All right, so speaking of ridiculous, shout out to Tank, you know what I'm saying, for winning the fight first off.
Oh, okay.
But
Trevante Davis.
So when he won in the interview, when he was still in the ring, he was like, I don't know. I just felt like, you know what I'm saying, when I seen Rihanna at the Super Bowl, I was like, yo, that's going to be me one day.
What?
It's like, nigga, why? What the fuck you mean, bro? Like, nigga.
I think he was saying, like,
the lights on him?
Yeah, you know, being on the big stage. And,
yeah.
Oh, okay, got
was
it.
Was they in Vegas? Yeah, they was in Vegas.
Yeah, he had
like, ever since I seen Rihanna do the Super Bowl, I was like, maybe that's going to be me one day. Like, nigga, you got hit hard.
Maybe
boy.
He was in the same stage.
Niggas punched for a living.
That nigga got hit extremely hard, bro.
So, yeah,
it made no sense.
That liver. That nigga hit AC Slater in his stomach, nigga.
Man, he collapsed.
Hit that nigga in that liver.
You ever been hitting the liver? I ain't never been hitting the liver, bro. That's crazy.
Nah, we used to play kidney shots in high school. It was just stupid, but we did it.
Wow. Why would you
kidney shots?
That sounds like torture.
We used to punch each other in the kidney.
Open chest was the first we went.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the basketball coach put an end to it.
Y'all was hazing. That's what it was.
They called him and told him he was pissing blood.
Well, that'll do it.
What?
That'll do it.
I don't know what we said last time we asked .net to bleep out, right?
Oh, God.
Some people's names. But I'm looking for some culture comments, and somebody said, yo, .net missed the bleeps on the street names. Laugh out loud. We about to be shopping at Kroger.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you said my Kroger on
Best
Kroger.
That's hilarious.
All right, man. Here we go.
Culture comments.
Culture comments.
And Lo Martez.
And Lo.
Ronnie's third eye is cocked.
What? High point.
So much funny shit on that shit.
Wait a minute, my third eye on my forehead is.
That's funny.
Fuck you, man. So funny. I forgot to laugh. What is?
So funny, I forgot to laugh. That was like the first comeback.
Yeah, no, I'm rubber, you're glue.
Effort mouse is stick.
I gotta teach my kids, gotta say that shit now.
Are you teaching them like the comebacks and shit?
I'm teaching them to boo niggas if they roast. He say, Campbell said, somebody tried to roast me. I said, boo them niggas. Boo.
Ah, that's great.
Bruh, boo. If you start boo, that's not so funny.
Boo niggas.
Nigga, if you in second grade and be like, ah, that's why your shoes are dirty and you smell like shit. And like, boo!
That's amazing.
Boo. Yo, that's a great comeback.
That's
bro.
Amazing.
Aw, Queen. Laya and Day said, can we stop the Remo jokes, crying face?
Aww. Oh, man. Why? He got them. Somebody
posted some shit like we've
it's
been
some
on.
G, it's a we've G been coalition out there.
For several consecutive weeks.
It be no love out here sometimes, y'all.
Denim Coalition.
Shout out to Remo.
No, I'm strong enough to take the shit. Fuck you mean.
Strong enough.
He made it up. He walked in.
To take
couch. Wait till we do the denim makeover of his house. We're going to do a denim couch in there, some denim drapes.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's it.
You gotta iron the curtains.
All right, man. We like to end the show with a segment we call Secret Genius Life Coach. Give the people some words of wisdom. Give the people some words of wisdom. Get through the week. Get to the next episode. Come on, Secret Genius. The words of the week are this. It's an unfortunate thing. But I think lamb chops might be the new crab legs.
Ooh, that's so real. God, dog.
Man. Starting to see lamb chops pop up on flyers.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Like a, no.
I can't believe it. Man.
Yo, that's so
specials.
I feel like they're going to fuck them up.
3 for $10 at the spot. You know what I'm saying? Y'all
are they overcooked? Are they cooked?
No, they cook good, yeah. The spot got some good food.
They're going to kill lamb chops, man. Don't be surprised when you see a chunky lamb pop up.
Chunky lamb!
Be walking in little
where the juicy crab used to be.
Chunky Lambs is the name of the restaurant.
Yeah, man.
That shit gonna turn to chunky goat.
Y'all
nigga.
Leave the lamb alone, man. That's a good cut of meat.
Right. Facts.
That's gonna be that price going up.
That's all I got, man. Lamb chops is the new crab. Is the new crab leg,
bro? That's funny, bro. Tweet that now, nigga.
Fake lamb chops. They gonna have pit bull locks. Chops. They got Frenchy.
All kind of random.
Frenchy chops, nigga. This nigga got all Frenchies.
Two for five, Lamp. Two for
what
five.
What G.I. Joe does Kamal look like? With the outfit. It was, you don't remember the G.I. Joe with the dreads?
They had a G.I. Joe with dreads?
Damn, you don't remember G.I. Joe with the dreads?
The one black G.I. Joe that had didn't have.
He had a can't
have
hair.
You can't have dreads in the army. I just felt like he had
this nigga buzz cut. It's like he did a half court shot. He told us to stop. Hey guys,
hey,
here you go.
Real quick,
G.I. Jane had to cut her hair off.
Nah, that was like, hold on, daddy, watch this, and then nigga do a bullshit dance.
Hey man, 420 is fucking hats on sale on officialblessedaf.com. Y'all check them out. 420 AF hats on sale. Price drop.
Let's go, Lakers.
Hey, More Than Culture is the brand. It's More Than Culture show. Come on, the secret genius. Remo Ride, Tyler Chronicles, Ronnie Jordan. We out, man.
I got holes in my jeans.
Second one.
Yeah. I mean, it's go time.
I got holes in my jeans.